Wisconsin has pinged back and forth between state and local control of wind farms for the past few years. State standards now in the book let turbines be built 1,250 feet from neighboring homes. A plan by Republican Senator Frank Lissay would hand control back to local governments for wind farms under 100 megawatts, meaning they could site the turbines farther away. It has the support of Wisconsin's Realtors Association and of many people who live near wind farms. Jeffrey Bump of Cambria says he has trouble sleeping because he constantly hears the low-pitched whoosh of the turbines that surround his home.
We asked the Public Service Commission not to do that. We asked We Energies not to do that. But they did it anyway.
Bump says local governments are more likely to listen to concerns of people like him. Fighting this bill are utilities who argue a patchwork of local ordinances will stifle a wind industry with millions of dollars to invest here. Lobbyist Chris Kunkel with the Wisconsin Energy Business Association says those businesses want the certainty of statewide standards.
They need to know that when they start the long, arduous development process, that they're not going to have the rug pulled out underneath them by a change in local government.
Also allied with utilities in this dispute are environmental groups like Clean Wisconsin, which cites a lack of peer-reviewed studies on the negative health effects of wind farms. Whether this plan advances remains to be seen. A similar proposal died in the legislature last session. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.